Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Om Times Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and I am accompanied here today by a fellow Joy of Business facilitator, Christian Verney. Welcome, Christian.
Welcome, Lauren, and welcome, everyone. My pleasure to be
yes.
here.
Yes. And that beautiful accent you have is from where, Christian?
I am French, and I'm living now in Italy, and I did several countries before, but yeah, I have a French accent.
It's beautiful. So, Christian has a very interesting background of 30 years in the IT business, and has been managing projects and companies in France and Europe, and now that he has become a Joy of Business facilitator, he's looking at bringing the Joy of Business tools to the IT world and beyond. But I thought that would be an amazing place to start for everyone who might be listening now or in the future who has anything to do with internet technology. And I myself have some experience. I have a web design business, and I work a lot with technology and apps and design. So I'm very excited to chat with you, Christian, about the possibilities that we can bring to the ever so exciting and always changing world of IT.
Yes. I used to manage projects for big companies in France. Most of them were retailers. I was born in north of France. And managing projects was not an easy part in business because there are a lot of things. In general, when you start a project, you have you focus on the things you need to do and the goals, and it never happens like you are waiting. It's happened. And there are some delays, there is some more cost, and some stress also with not only for the person who manage the project, but for the whole people who are on the project, who are on board. And even if you have technical skills, I used to manage a technical project, it's not sufficient. And during my career, I saw that you need to be careful with humans. And what I did is to take care of people and how I can help them. And when I discovered tools of access, it really changed my world because it's an easy way to do that. And now I'm looking, how can I change this with the IT tools and make the link with that and to help people to change their mind, to change their life, and helping them to have their place in the company, in their home, at home, and et cetera, and just to be them. And it's a huge things to do, huge work, but it's a good way to start for this new year.
Yeah, so I would say it's a particular industry where there might be people have their points of view about technology, don't they?
Yes, they have the point of view. Oh, it's too complicated, it's too hard, and even if they are in IT, sometimes they in IT it's changing all the time. I started IT when I was 12. And it was the beginning of computers at home, and I saw many things changing from floppy disk to now on, as you can see with the mobile, lot of change. And in IT, you cannot stay with the same training, with the same thing in you. You need to change, like nature, just to be in the flow, what we discover with access tools, you cannot stay at the same place. You need to be with your environment and evolve with that. And this is a main point for people who are dealing with technology. It's changing so fast.
So how do you, what would you say to people that have that struggle with that, that just as soon as they've got it under control and they finally understand how to operate their technology, and then it just changes?
They're struggling with that. And instead of being afraid of this, just asking questions, as we learn with access, and how can I turn this to my advantage, for example? And how can it be easy to have the confidence with the tools? And you can have some question to have more confidence and to take advantage of this instead of creating a barrier, giving a limitation or giving a limitation, or separations. Because each time you made a separation with the tools and your business and what you want to do, it's not good, and you're blocking yourself for the future. So just being in the flow and asking questions.
I love that how do I use this to my advantage and to create not a separation between you and technology, between you and your business, or to make you less than technology, mm-hmm. as if because you don't understand it, it's greater than you. I had a I did a consult with an older lady. She's in her 70s, and she has always struggled with technology. And I just gave her, she wanted to set up an Instagram account. So I showed her a really fun example of an older lady who was like being herself, but in a very wacky, wild way, and just enjoying and having fun. And I gave her some basic tips on how to do it. And you know what's funny, Christian? I just ran into her at the CF training in Noosa, and I said, you know, because Simone Millis is founder of Access Joy Business, asked me about that, because she did start her Instagram account, and she said, hey, who did she get to run that Instagram account? I said, you know what? I did a session with her, and she was so excited to start it up, but I don't know who she hired, but whoever she hired just took off and went running with it. So let me ask her. And I asked her, and do you know, she was doing it herself. And I was so blown away. I was like, who did you hire? She's amazing. And she said, no one, it's just me. And I was so blown away. But I think she went from total like block with technology to seeing the fun and the possibility that it could create. And she just ran with it. And I was blown away. So I thought that was really inspiring.
Yeah, thank you. And that's so I would like to create a new company with that, to make the link with IT, with the stress, and with the human, because we create a lot of separation with that in our world. You know, we have people who are managing the project, and we call that PMO, project manager. And from the other part, you have people in the company, or you have external partners, okay? And you're managing the humans, and you're managing the project with the figures, and you have, and the human development, it's another part. And what if you could have this to be a complete part with the company? So you can improve the project, and you can improve the way of doing business, and the way of reduce stress in the company.
And so, what would you suggest as a place to start for people who don't have yet the joy and the ease with managing either the people or the technology?
It's to take into account the fact that there is human, okay, and asking questions to include the people in the project, and include their personal life, and include all the things. And because I saw in during my career, if you want to have projects working, you need to push people. The people who are not working, like you call that, so well, you need to push them to reach their goals. okay? But sometimes they have some blockers. You need to understand that. And being with them and in the question and asking and not creating the separation with the company, the project, and the people, just to be integrated, like an integration of all these things.
Awesome. Cool. So do you have any processes that you would like to give our audience today about technology or project management or any of those areas?
Do I have any? I don't understand very well.
Do you want to run a process? Everything that's coming up for everyone listening to us?
Yes. A process, yeah. Could be every time you made some separation from your business, your life, your personal life, and your company, your boss, and all the people, your partners, if you are freelance or have your own company. And every time you have this separation, do you want to design and create it alone? Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, myself, boys, and beyond.
And create, you probably... let me just explain if you don't know what he just said, and it's not because of his gorgeous accent. It's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And
yes.
if you haven't heard that already a million times on this show, it's you can get the full explanation at theclearingstatement.com. And it's just a group of words designed to clear the energy that comes up around whatever it is that is sticking you. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a magic wand. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have, I discovered these tools more than 2 years ago now. It's completely changed my mind, my way of working. It's much more ease and reduced stress also. And now I'm prepared to give that to the world and to share with people. And it's life can be much more joyful. And this is a joy of business, of doing business, joy of being in business, and the joy also of living. And we can create what we want in our life. And can be the hero of your life.
That's amazing. So I think can you run that process for us one more time? And then when we come back, I want to hear more about how you have been using the tools in your business and what has changed for you. But let's run that awesome clearing, if you can remember it again, for our listeners.
I'm trying, yeah. Every time you made a separation between you, your business, your family, your personal life, and your boss or the people, your partners you're working with, do you want to destroy and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, good, popcorn, nachos, boys, and beyond. So. And I'm asking question for my business. Which person can be a contribution for my business, for my personal life? And asking question for that.
Well, when we come back, I'd love to hear some examples of what's changed for Christian, and I'll give some examples what's changed in my business using these amazing Joy Business tools. On Om Time Radio.
Yes.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business radio show on Om Times Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and I have a very special guest, Christian Verney, here, who is talking about a different point of view about internet technology and creating with it instead of separating from it. So, Christian, welcome back.
Welcome back, Lauren. Yeah.
So on break, we were just chatting a little bit about what you wanted to say to the listeners now. And you said you wanted to talk about being engaged in your life. So I'm curious, how does that work with what you do in your business? And how has being engaged with technology and business changed since you've started using these tools?
Mm-hmm. Yes, as we talk, business is changing so fast, and IT technology is changing so fast, and people need to adapt with that, and that's why I also did that since many years now. I'm invested in my personal development, even if IT tools, okay, but also with personal development, and I invested a lot of money for that since many, many years. And there is an old saying that when you invest in that for you, you can grow and generate more benefits and more things for you. I had a very successful business in France and in other countries in Europe. And that's amazing because most of the things are linked to that. And I saw also from the other part some people, and they are in their life, and they are not engaged in their life. They are living life. You can say this is a life by default, okay? We are here, we have a job, okay? We have some money from our boss, and we're doing the job, but not much more, and not a life, an expensive life. And you can have much more, and people are like this, living a life by default. And you can change the world, or you can worry about fitting it, but you cannot have the both. And that's what Robin Sharma said. And yeah, it's my motto also for that, and helping people now with access tools. That's such much more ease for me. And it's really quick and fast to use these tools to change this perspective of people and giving them another point of view and changing their life also.
I think you just gave like 20 points we could talk about further, but what's one example that you've seen, like with somebody that you've worked with where they've changed, or yourself using these questions and changing point of view around business and being engaged in their life? Like, what's one example of something that has changed?
Yeah, I started this last year in 2018, giving some Joy of Business classes. And it was so much fun for me and also for participants. And I saw so many people, and some of them, there's like, you see, like popcorn. They just pop up and just some insight. And I remember one woman we had in south of France, we had a foundation class. And then 2 days after, we had a one-day ABM class. This is Access, Business, and Money class. And she multiplied by 3 the sales the next month. she follows, she attends to the class. And during the session, during the days, we use all the tools and we practice with some questions. And she just pop up and she wrote me a few days ago. And she was so thankful because that's all these tools changed completely her life. And she was very thankful for that.
It's amazing watching people go from a place where they're stuck or they're scared or they are resistant or grumpy, angry. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And to totally changing and being in a space of creation and generation with not only the business but their life, or maybe they even like
right.
started something new and they're excited and it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I had some people who the name of the class is Business and Money. It's much more perhaps you can think about business, but it's also about you. And people have some amazing change also in their personal life with this class, with this Joy of Business class. That's really amazing for that. And the way we are dealing with that separation, with the business and family life, what we talk about. And that's really amazing to see all these people changing and starting to do, and to have more for them and for other people.
Well, we did a class with Simone, a Business Done Different 3-day masterclass with Simone here in her house. I'm actually sitting in her house while she's away because she doesn't have 3-year-old twins as I do, so I'm using her house. But anyway, we were right here doing this class, I think maybe just over a month ago, and on the second day, we talked about a lot of stuff with relationships, even though this is a business class. I have to say that was one class that completely changed my entire life, my relationship, my business, everything, like everything changed. And the demand that I made to create just like went poof. And I mean, you know, change is not always comfortable and fun. I had a period of time after that class where I was like, you know, it was so uncomfortable. Like, I don't even know how to deal with my husband anymore. Like, I've changed so much. Like, my kids, it was very intense. And I got, you know, through that. And, what's opened up, it's like, it's so funny when you change, everyone around you changes, even if they weren't at the class, even if they aren't using the tools, even if they don't know that you're doing what you're doing, they just change because of your relationship to them. So if you think that these classes are just about money or business, it's like, no, it will change your whole life. And everywhere that just freaked you out, let's destroy and uncreate it all.
And I had also the testimonial from one participant in South of France, and she told me that during this class, after this class, she had the insight of that. She has a hidden intention of the business with the business that she wants to prove her value to her family. And there is nothing to prove. And she recognized that. And that completely changed her mind and her life and the relationship with the family. It was a big, like you said, a big boom. Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool what we do. And like, how did we get so lucky to be able to do this work that we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And see, she was much more open to receive. She was. Yeah, this class was a key to open the door to receive more and to welcome money, also from an unpredictable way and with the joy and the gratitude. And that, she was. In fact, a lot of people are looking for some solutions. It was my case 2 years ago when I started with Access. And she was looking for something, and I was just facilitating this, and just opened the door to receive more for her and for the family and for other people around her. And that's really amazing what contribution we can be with these tools.
I know Simone talks about a couple of women who now they now work with Access doing our books and accounting and stuff, but they showed up to their first Joy of Business class with her, like with their, you know, planner and their pen and their notebook, and they in their business suits, and they sat down and they were like, why are there massage tables, and why, like, what is going on here, and like, why is everyone so happy and relaxed, and like, this is a business class, everyone should be focusing. And it was not at all what they were expecting.
yeah and I'm also using, I'm a right voice for you facilitator, using also the tools sometimes during the class just to facilitate people and unlock them, because sometimes it's just doing with few seconds of facilitation, you can unlock people. And that completely changes the way of their thinking and their life. And that's really amazing. All the Access tools are amazing. And doing facilitation, I found that as I was doing that, in fact, in the past, because helping people, but once and at a time. And now it's my pleasure to do that with the classes and to have much more people. And
Yeah, me too. I was an acupuncturist before I was an Access facilitator. So I was working only one-on-one. Obviously, you don't do acupuncture in groups, mainly. So it was like one-on-one with people and having to stick needles in them, which is like, you know, I don't know. I didn't find it that fun. but doing, yeah.
And my question is, how do you change from acupuncture to the Access tool and be a successful woman in business, a worldwide successful woman?
Well, I think that is an amazing lead into our next segment. Maybe we can talk about how you make a big career change like that in your life. because we're coming up to our break here, but I would love to talk about that and changes that I made to create more of what I was actually looking for in my life and not what everyone else thought that I should be doing with my life, which is a little bit different.
Yeah, because, you know, therapists and acupuncture people, they need to not to earn money, they are to take care of people. But I'm interested with what you can say about this.
All right. Well, come back after break and we'll talk about it on the Joy of Business Home Times radio show with Christian and Lauren.
Yes.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, Want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Joy of Business with Christian and Lauren on Om Times Radio. And we are talking about technology and business and change and having joy with all of it.
Yeah, and I think change, I mean, perhaps you can explain how you made the change in your career, Lauren, because you was an acupuncturist. Perhaps you're still there, but...
Well, I started out really being interested in helping people, and I learned I had a background in psychology in college, and then I had an acupuncturist who was really great, and I thought, oh, this is cool. I think I want to learn acupuncture, so I went ahead and got my master's degree with acupuncture and Chinese medicine, and did that for a number of years just in private practice in Denver, Colorado. And it was great. It was a way to create change in people's lives that that was really I really enjoy working on with people one on one. But one day, someone came in to my office, and she is actually a friend of mine, and we were swapping sessions, and she was a life coach, so she would do coaching for me, and I would do acupuncture for her. And she went away for the weekend and came back totally different, like a different person. And I had known her for several years, and I noticed, obviously, this change. And I said, okay, what did you do? And she said, I went to these Access Consciousness classes over the weekend. And I was like, okay, what is that? Where do I sign up? How do I get there? Like, I knew that I had to know what it was that she was doing, because it matched an energy, like the speed at which she had changed so many things that we had been working on for years, and they were just gone and changed. I was like, okay, that. And she's like, oh, you know, one of the things that I learned was how to run bars. And I had been working with my patients, like with acupuncture, and, in aware of something that was possible, like with points on their head. And she talked about the bars, and I was like, okay, that I want to know what that is. So I went to a bars class, and I started learning how to run bars with my patients. And I just started adding in the bars to my acupuncture practice. And I didn't even tell them what I was doing. They just thought I was like giving them a head massage. and it started creating such dynamic change for my patients, where, you know, they would be going along, do, 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 and then I'd start running their bars, and they're like, oh my goodness, like, my favorite part of the treatment is where you rub my head, you know? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just rubbing your head, it's fine. So I just started noticing, like, the amount of change that I could create. And then, of course, I went further and took the Access Foundation and what was called Level 2 and 3, which is the Choice of Possibilities now. And I just started taking more and more Access classes and learning, like, a way to facilitate myself and other people that really matched the energy of the change I wanted to create in the world, that wasn't just about making someone healthier or fixing their knee pain or like happy, you know, making them like sleep better or relieving some sort of problem temporarily, but actually like opening up a door where they have access to change anything. And not only that, but I could do classes and I could travel, and it just so becoming a Access facilitator matched the energy of what I wanted to create, like for myself in my in my business. And I had a whole wellness center and multidisciplinary practice and like had owned a house and blah, blah, blah. And I basically, you know, sold it, got rid of it, like closed it down and just started traveling the world, facilitating classes and doing sessions for people using the Access Consciousness tools. And it was so much fun. It still is so much fun.
Yes. And so what is your best craving you use with people to facilitate them?
What's the best what?
Your best clearing?
Clearing.
To help people.
What's the clearing. Best clearing? Oh my God.
Yes. The best. Or your favorite, yeah, the best. The best, yeah.
I don't know. It's like asking me which of my children is my favorite. Like, you can't see that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's do this because we've been talking a lot about change on this particular show.
Yes.
So everywhere that you have decided that change is bad, too much change is scary, that you should only change a little bit and only so quickly, and anything that is too much change or too quick has got to be bad and wrong and result in disaster, can we destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, buck
on that, I suppose, and
yeah. Even,
I love it, yeah.
Even with the Chinese medicine that I was doing, they would tell you, you don't want to create too much change for your patient too quickly because it can result in a healing crisis and the patient can go back to where it started. And I, you know, bought that and I got scared of creating too much change. So we would only want to change. Okay, you come in and we create a little bit of change. We don't go for like total change.
Not a massive change. Just stage by stage.
Just a little stage by stage. Because then it's maintainable and then you can maintain that state and build upon it, but you don't want to just like completely change overnight. And it's so funny because now that I know there's another possibility, and that fear, by the way, is a destructor implant and it's not real. And many times fear is actually excitement. How excited are you to change when you thought that you were scared?
Yeah. And everything that doesn't tell us that. Do you want to destroy and create stuff? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, poker, nashos, and the answer. And I saw that also. You have two twins. I saw them. They are really beautiful. And how do you manage like a mum and to run your business in the same time? Because I know many people and many parents with twins.
lots of alcohol.
Ah, that's good. Because I know a lot of people who have twins, and they are overwhelmed with that, and it's they're focusing on of being with their child, and they have no life, and they're stuck with that and doing many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, we have a very different setup. Like, their dad stays at home. I work from home. He stays at home and watches them. But we have nanny, and they go to preschool part time. So now I've got some help. But I've always known, like even when I was pregnant, and we talked about how is this going to work? I've always known that I couldn't give up my work. I mean, because it actually was our primary income, but also because I love it. And when you tell me not to work, it's like telling me to die. Like it's so creative for me. If I'm not creating, I feel like I'm dying. So it's not a good thing for anyone.
Yeah, the same for me. If I have no project, I'm dying.
You feel like it's dying, yeah. So yeah. We knew going in that I was going to still work. And, I mean, I had both of them, like, breastfeeding. And it was very full on. Like, they weren't, you know, they were up all hours of the night. And I'm like, but you know, you just make it work and you do the best you can and you sleep when you can. And sometimes you don't sleep at all and you just, you know, but you ask for, I mean, I remember when I didn't think that I could have any help because they were so little and I was like, when they're little, they really do require you because you're like, I mean, a mom is literally like feeding them from your body. You can't just like give them to someone else. So, I mean, you can feed them with formula and stuff, which is fine. But like in my case, it was just, they were very dependent on me. And I was like, I don't see how I can even ask for any help. And I just started asking questions like, okay, who, like, cause I didn't think I could afford to have a nanny. I didn't think I could afford childcare or anything. And it was like, okay, well, what could I add to my life? And someone suggested, hey, do you have any friends who have teenage daughters? Maybe they want to work, you know, part like some hours. You're still at home with your kids, but they could just help, you know, like do things with them while you take a break. And I was like, oh, well, I never considered that. And that day that person asked me a question, somebody popped in my head and I was like, oh, maybe I'll ask her, hey, does your daughter, you know, ever babysit? And she was like, that's so weird. She was just asking about your kids and, you know, wondering if you needed a babysitter. And I was like, okay, that's weird. So she was our first babysitter and she was like 13 and she, you know, worked for very little money an hour, but she would come and she would play with them and I could like get some work done or take a nap or whatever. But I started there. So it didn't, and it actually allowed me to create more money and add to my life. And so I thought, even though I couldn't afford it, but I was able to add that and actually allowed me to create more. And then I added, you know, more hours. And then I added, a second babysitter. And then I added, you know, preschool. And then, but you start where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. And you're working also with IT tools. And so you take this to your advantage and using part-time and managing your time. How do you use that to your advantage?
Yeah, I can work any time, any hour, any day. I mean, and now I'm working, I work on so many projects. I could literally like wake up at 2 a.m. and there's people awake because we, you know, we have a global business. So it's like, but that's what works for me. And it's like, what will work for you? Like, what can you, whatever you have now, whether it's a business or no business, you can always add to what you have.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So we're about to come up on our last break, Christian. And so let's come back and we'll just wrap things up and...
Yeah, and we can talk about your next classes in Dublin. Yeah.
Woo! Cool. Yes, and okay. Your class is coming up also. All right, come back and join us on Om Times Radio after the break.
Yeah.
Woo!
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to Joy of Business Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and I'm joined by my gorgeous French friend, Christian Verny. Welcome back.
Hello, Lauren.
So, I love how you say that. Lorraine.
Lorraine. I have my cousin, Laurence in France. We say Laurent.
Laurent. So, Christian, you have some classes coming up in Budapest. So, would you like to tell everyone about those? What's going on?
Yes, this is from 11th to 13th of January in Budapest, in the downtown. This is a Business Done Different masterclass. This is a three-day masterclass. It's an amazing class with a lot of things. It's completely different from one day because we have a lot of things to share and experiences. And we have also evening sessions and training for things about creating a business you deserve, your voice in business, say like crazy. And this is the 2 hours intro class in the evening, just to help people, if they cannot attend to the master class, but to give them some input for the business and having their voice in business. And we have also one day for the sell like crazy. This is on Monday 14. Yeah, and we will do SOP session with Boris, the host, in Budapest. And I've been in Budapest end of November. It was amazing, amazing people. We did sessions, a symphony session. We did the one-day class. And I remember we started at 9 in the morning until 9 in the evening. We haven't the time to eat because we had session between the lunchtime. But people were so amazing, so fascinating. They made some great change in their life and with the session and with the classes. So I'm really engaged.
So what happens? What if people are not anywhere near Budapest? How can they attend these classes? Do you offer them online?
Yeah, they can attend online. They can attend live in Budapest, and we have the both things planned for that. Yeah.
So you're offering them live in Budapest, but also streaming online. So if you are anywhere in the world, you can jump into these. And so, Christian, so the masterclass is 3 days, but the other classes you have are more like evening tasters, and you have a one-day.
One day about selling. Sell like crazy. This is a right voice class, a one-day class. Yeah, it's a 5 day about business, money, and what you can change in your reality, and being the contribution for people with your business. You can change many things, your family life, but also people, as you said, with when you saw your friends with when she received bars, you saw that she changed in just one weekend, and you can do that also with the business classes.
So where do people find you, Christian? How do they find out about your classes?
They can find on the Access Joy of Business website. The class is there, and I have my profile. Or I have my website. They can go on christianverny.com, christianverny.com, and /BDD and minus Budapest for the Budapest classes.
So christianverny.com and the accessjoyofbusiness.com website. And yes. I'm sure if you're listening to this after January, you will probably be doing something else after this class.
Yeah. And for you, Lorraine, you are in Ireland, in Dublin.
I am going to Dublin for the very first time. I've never been to Ireland or Scotland. I'm so excited. There's a relationship class that Gary Douglas and Dane here are doing. And I'll be doing a one-day business and money access to a business class the day before that. So it's January 18th with our friend Rachel O'Brien, who is a Ireland native.
Yes.
I love her too. And Rachel and I will be doing this one-day access business and money class. And it's no prereqs, so anyone's welcome. And we'll also be doing it online. So wherever you are in the world, you can stream it online. We will have French translation, Christian, so you can join. No, just kidding.
Okay.
You obviously don't need it, but you don't need the French. But so.
And where can people join you for the program and the classes?
You can go to the Access Joy of Business website to find that listing, or you can go to my website, which is meetlaurenmarie.com/Dublin for that class.
Okay.
And it's a great place to start with the Joy Business tools. It's one day that can just give you like so many tools. You get a manual. Same with the business on different classes, the three-day class with a really awesome manual. You can walk away and just take those tools and smash it out and change everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're in Dublin, go to the pub, because business is doing also in the pub. They have good beer.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're enjoying life. And the pub is a part of the Irish people. Yeah. It's a good way
to pub is definitely the part of Irish people. I'm looking forward to going to my first Irish pub.
And and I think Rachel has good advice for that. Yeah, and this is part of life and being in business and enjoying life also. Yeah, and having fun.
Yeah, and as our fearless leader Simone says, if you have blood running through your veins, then you are in business. So you don't have to own a business or have any plans to own a business to come to the Joy of Business classes. You are in business just because you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and you have the choice. What would it take to be the gift for others, and so the gift for you, the gift of having your voice with your business and the gift of being you? And changing the world is perhaps just being you. And the business could be a great part for this. And just to have a financial freedom and a financial freedom of time also. So many things can happen for that. Having your own business, if you don't have, it's easy to start up a business. Yeah. And I did that many, many times. So, and people imagine that they have a salary job and say, it's really hard to start the business and I have some fears. No, it's really easy. Is it more easy perhaps for you to be fired after 10, 20 years, as I saw with some of my colleagues, or to have your own business? And so you can do whatever you want. You can do the big mistakes or the big success. It depends on you. And with the access tools, you have many things to do that. And what would you have to be the most successful business person on planet Earth?
Woo!
And everything that doesn't tell us that would like to destroy and create it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, popcorn, nachos, boys, and beyond.
I want to throw in there also one target that I have for this year, now that we're in 2019, is to be in the top 1% of the world. And you think, well, what do you mean top 1% of the world? The top 1% earning of the world. And when Simone brought this up in the last class, I thought, top 1% of the world must be earning like, I don't know, several hundred million, $1 billion a year. I don't know, something huge. No, It's $427,000 US per year. That is it. And then you're going to be in the top 1% of the world. So what would it take for you to be in the top 1% of the world? And if all of us listening to this right now, all of you amazing people that are actually looking to create change in the world and on our planet and in business and in your lives, would to choose to have that much money to be in the top 1% of the world, what would change on this planet? So everything that doesn't allow you to know that you can be in the top 1% and to choose to be in the top 1% in the world, let's destroy and uncreate all of that.
Yes, sure.
Right, wrong, good, bad, hot rock, all night, church, boy, the
Zia. I love it.
I love it too. It makes me so excited because I thought it was like so much more. Like what? 400,000, that's like nothing. We can all do that. That's so achievable.
Yeah. And I have perhaps one last question because before we finished, do you have good intentions with your business or do you want to do business done different for this new year?
Oh. Exactly.
Do you do business by design, by default, or do you want to do business with intentional living and being you and giving the voice with your business? That seems to be an amazing year to come for 2019.
I love that. And rather than put an intention out there, what if you actually created it and, you know, set a target, set your whatever you call it, here's what I want to create. And actually, what does it take to create that and start taking the steps today? What action do you need to take? Who do you need to be? What do you need to be? What's required for you to actually create that in the world?
Yeah.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
See you next time.